Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a jungle style respace patch and turn it into a proper, arranged DNB bass part inside Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is not just making the bass sound huge in solo, it's about making it work with breakbeats. In jungle and drum and bass, the bass line is part of the rhythm section. It needs to push, roll, and breathe with the drums instead of stepping all over them. So by the end of this lesson, you'll know how to pull in a respace patch, shape it with stock Ableton devices, write a simple MIDI phrase, and arrange it so it supports the break instead of fighting it. We're keeping it beginner-friendly, but this is still very real jungle workflow. Let's get into it. First, open Ableton Live 12 and start a new set. A solid tempo for this style is somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. That range gives you that classic jungle momentum. Set your time signature to 4/4, and if you're using a sampled break, make sure warp is on so it lines up properly. For bass editing, a 1/16 grid is a good place to start. If you already have a breakbeat, drag it into an auto track and get that feeling locked in first. That's important. Always listen to the drums as the foundation, because if the bass sounds massive but muddies the break, it's not doing its job. Now let's load or build the respace patch. If you already have a BreakLab respace patch, great, pull it into a MIDI track. If not, we can build a simple version with Waveatable, which is perfect for this. Create a MIDI track and drop in Waveatable. Start with a saw wave on oscillator 1, then add another saw wave or a slightly detuned saw on oscillator 2. The classic res sound comes from that kind of slight detuning and movement. Try setting one oscillator a little flat, maybe around -7 to -12 cents, and the other a little sharp, maybe +7 to +12 cents. Keep the levels controlled so it doesn't get too harsh too fast. If you want a little more width or motion, you can turn on unison, but keep it moderate. Two or four voices is usually enough for this kind of sound. Too much unison can make the low end unstable, and in jungle, stability matters. Next, add a low pass filter. Start with the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz, and add just a touch of resonance if you want some character. The goal is a res that feels dark, alive, and controllable. You want movement, but you also want the bass to stay tight enough to sit under the break. Now let's build a practical device chain using stock Ableton tools. A simple chain could be Waveatable, then a Q8, then Saturator, then Amp or Overdrive, then Compressor or Glue Compressor, and then Utility. You can also add Auto Filter or Redux if you want extra motion or grit. First up, EQ8. Use it to clean things up. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to get rid of sub rumble that you don't need. If the sound feels boxy, try a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's too sharp or fizzy, reduce a little in the 2 to 5 kHz range. We're not trying to make it thin. We're just making space so the mix can breathe. Next is Saturator. This is great for adding harmonics and making the bass feel louder without just turning it up. Try a drive amount of around 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and then compensate the output so your level stays under control. That extra harmonic content helps the res cut through a dense drum loop. After that, you can use amp or overdrive for a little attitude. Keep it subtle. You want edge, not fizz. If you use overdrive, keep the tone on the darker side and blend it in gently. Something around 10 to 30% dry/wet is a good starting point. For jungle, darker often works better than brighter. You want menace, not neon. Then add a compressor or glue compressor if the bass needs tightening. Use a moderate attack, somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the initial punch can come through. Set the release to auto or around 100 to 200 milliseconds, and keep the ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. You only want a few dB of gain reduction, just enough to stabilize the sound when the break gets busy. Finally, use utility for gain staging and stereo control. The low end should usually stay centered and mono. If your patch feels too wide, narrow it a bit. In jungle and drum and bass, the sub needs to be solid. Wide low end can fall apart in mono and get messy fast. Now let's write the MIDI part. This is where the bass becomes musical instead of just a cool sound. Create a 2-bar or 4-bar clip and keep it simple. Don't start with a busy melody. A classic DNB res line is often a pedal note, maybe with a small move to a nearby tone, and then some rhythmic stabs or syncopation. If you're in F minor, for example, try F1 as your root, then move to Eb1 or C1 for a little tension, and come back to F1. Keep the phrase sparse enough that the break can do its thing. Think about the groove, not just the notes. A good starting rhythm is to put the main note on the downbeat, then add a few offbeat hits or 1/16 notes in between, but leave space around the snare. That space is part of the jungle feel. The drums give you motion. The bass gives you weight. The gaps are what make the groove breathe. Now let's arrange it around the break. This is the part that really makes it work. For a simple 8-bar idea, you might start with just a filtered bass texture in bars 1 and 2. Then bring the full resin on bars 3 and 4. In bars 5 and 6, add a note change or some filter movement. Then in bars 7 and 8, make it hit a little harder, maybe with a short gap or fill to lead into the next section. The main thing to remember is this. The bass should not fight the snare. In jungle, the snare is king. If your bass note is sitting right on top of a strong snare hit, it can blur the impact. So listen carefully to where the snare lands and shape the bass around it. Shorten note lengths if needed. Move notes slightly. Leave a little breathing room. That's what creates that classic rolling feel. Now let's add movement with automation. A static release gets old fast, so even a simple filter movement can make the whole loop feel alive. Use auto filter or the filter inside your synth and automate the cutoff over time. You could start with the cutoff fairly closed, then gradually open it over 4 or 8 bars. Then bring it back down before a transition. For example, the cutoff might be around 250 Hz at the start, open up to around 500 Hz by bar 4, and then settle back toward 300 Hz by bar 8. That kind of movement creates tension and release without needing a completely new bass line. You can also lightly automate resonance, saturation amount, or unison detune, but keep those moves subtle. In breakbeat music, small changes often hit harder than big obvious sweeps. Let's talk stereo for a second, because this is a big one. Reese patches can sound wide and exciting, but the low end must stay focused. The sub should be mono. That's the rule. If you want width, put it in the higher harmonics, not the sub frequencies. A really strong approach in drum and bass is to split the bass into layers. Let the Reese handle the character, grit, and movement, and let a separate sign sub handle the foundation. You can make the sub with operator or a clean sign in Wavetable. Keep it simple, keep it mono, and have it follow the root notes of the Reese. That separation gives you much more control and a cleaner low end. Now test the bass against the breakbeat. This is where you really hear whether the patch is working. Listen for masking, especially around the snare crack and kick transient. If the bass is overpowering the break, shorten the notes, reduce the low-end energy, or carve a little space with EQ. You can also use light side chain if needed, but in jungle you usually don't want heavy pumping. A little ducking is fine. Too much and it starts to feel like house rather than jungle. A beginner-friendly arrangement can still sound professional if it changes in small ways. You don't need huge dramatic shifts. You can remove the bass for half a bar before a drop, change one note at the end of every 4-bar phrase, or open the filter slightly on every 4th bar. You could also add a small distortion change or a short impact before the next section. Tiny details like that keep the loop moving. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, too much low end in one patch. If your Reese and sub are both huge, the mix gets muddy. High pass the Reese a bit and let the sub do the real sub work. Second, bass notes that are too long. Long notes can smear the groove and fight the break. Shorter notes usually feel more jungle because the rhythm gets more punctuation and bounce. Third, making the low end too wide. That can collapse in mono and sound weak on club systems. Keep the sub centered and check your mix in mono often. Fourth, automating everything all the time. If every parameter is moving constantly, the track loses focus. Pick one or two key moves per section and let those do the work. And fifth, forgetting the snare. If the snare is getting buried, the whole genre vibe starts to fall apart. The snare needs room to punch through. For darker drum and bass, minor keys work really well. F minor, G minor, A minor, and C minor are all good places to start. Use roots, fifths, and maybe an occasional semitone movement for tension. That gives you a moody, classic jungle feel. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a Reese in Wavetable. Add EQ 8, saturator, and utility. Write a 2-bar riff in F minor. Duplicate it out to 8 bars. Change one note every 2 bars. Automate the filter cutoff so it opens gradually across the phrase. Add a simple sine sub on a second track, then loop it with a breakbeat and keep adjusting the note lengths until the groove feels tight. As you work, ask yourself a few things. Does the bass support the break? Does it feel dark and stable? Does it groove, or is it just taking up space? If it sounds too busy, remove notes. If it sounds too flat, add movement. If it sounds muddy, clean the EQ and shorten the MIDI. Let's recap. You've learned how to pull in or build a jungle Reese patch, shape it with stock Ableton devices, write a bass line that fits breakbeats, arrange it so it supports the drums, and to add movement with filter automation and layering. The key takeaway is this. In drum and bass, the bass line is not just a sound, it's part of the rhythm. When your reese is arranged well, the track starts to roll, push, and breathe like real jungle music. That's the lesson. Go build it. Keep the notes tight. Leave room for the break and let the groove do the heavy lifting.